Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And thank you again, Neil Diamond and Elvis Presley. That was from Elvis's Vegas period. I happen to love that version of Sweet Caroline. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com, or tweet me and follow me at Bruce Allen. Special guest today is Dave Taylor. Dave Taylor is a single dad to three kids, 15, 12, and 8, and he writes about his experiences parenting kids and having a life outside of being a dad on his popular GoFatherhood.com blog. He's also a very well-known tech blogger at AskDaveTaylor.com and has been involved with the online community for over 30 years. I didn't know there was an online community over 30 years. You'll have to explain that, Dave. Based in Colorado, he's also an award-winning public speaker and educator with a master's in education from Purdue University and an MBA from the University of Baltimore, and I call him a friend as well. Welcome to my show, Dave.
Thanks, Bruce. And I have to tell you that I started online, of course, when I was 3 years old.
Ah, that's what I figured. What was it like back in those days when you were three and going online? I didn't even realize there was any online of any kind 30 years ago.
Yeah, online goes back a long ways. I remember we were just using modems and we were dialing in, and there were people that would just pay to have 20, 30, 50 phone lines coming into their house, and they would have this huge stack of modems and a very early primitive PC or even pre-PC computer that was running BBS software. You'd dial in, you'd see what messages had been left, you'd leave your own messages, you'd hang up, and then you'd go back a couple hours or maybe a day or a week later and see what other conversation had happened.
So, I mean, so seriously, all joking aside, you were there from the beginning.
Well, what I like to say is that Al Gore and I co-invented the Internet, but I let him take the glory.
Yeah, you've let him take the glory. Very, very, very funny.
Now, yeah, sorry, Al.
Now I know why you're a good speaker, because you got a great sense of humor on top of being so knowledgeable. When did you start AskDaveTaylor.com?
So that site spun out from the fact that I had been doing a lot of computer and technical books and kept getting email from readers saying, hey, can you help me with this specific question? And I just realized I needed something that would make me more scalable, so that I wouldn't spend hours a day just answering reader email. And so that's where Ask Dave Taylor was born. And that site's been running since, I think, late 2002. So it's probably one of the older blogs on the Internet.
It's much more than a blog. I mean, when I ran into you at the Dad 2.0 Summit in Austin, you just casually mentioned the number of visitors you got. And I once you picked me up off the floor, I then asked a few more questions. I mean, come on, crow a little bit. It's amazing. How many people come to your site?
So on average, 40,000 plus people come to the site every day. And
well, that's
hopefully,
all.
Most of them leave happy and satisfied with the answers that they've gotten. I mean, my whole thing is that technology shouldn't be complicated. This stuff shouldn't be difficult. And if I can help with really narrow, focused questions and answers, then I can help you get more out of your devices and enjoy your gadgets more.
40,000 a day. So that's upwards of a million a month and well over 12 million visitors a year. That is pretty incredible.
Right.
What service?
Every person gave me a dollar.
We always have that say that expression. Except in your case, it would actually amount to something, which is amazing. And in fact, you know, to your credit, you because of those numbers, you actually can earn some advertising income that's not inconsequential. So congratulations and a big pat on the back. In all complete seriousness and thorough envy from me.
Well, thank you. You know, and what's nice, really, more than anything, is that it enables me to have my own schedule and to really work around my kids' schedules rather than have them have the missing, latchkey kids with the missing dad. And obviously, as a single dad, you know, I need to be as present as I can when I'm around with my kids because, you know, there's half of my time, or maybe a little less than half of my time, I have no kids. So I really want to spend as much time with them as I possibly can.
Well, you're blessed, but you made it. You made this work for yourself. It didn't happen by itself. You're blessed that you had the vision to start a blog like you have and then to build it to the way you have. But let's talk about GoFatherhood.com and what it's like being a single dad these days. What would you like to share in those about either the blog or your dad status?
Right. So the blog has been kind of an interesting experience because prior to the beginning of this calendar year, It lived under a different name, and it was ostensibly co-authored by my wife and I, but we've actually been divorced 3.5 years, so I just realized around Christmas time, this needs to just have a new name and a new brand and a new identity. And subsequent to that, I feel like I've become a little bit of a magnet for fathers' rights, and particularly during divorces, and I get email pretty much every week about, you know, from guys saying, well, I'm going through this divorce, and it doesn't look like I'm going to have any opportunity to have any custody with my kids, and what should I do, and how do I deal with this? And I'd say it's pretty rough out there for us dads. And
referring to the custody more or the divorce more than you mean life in general, correct?
Just sort of all around. I think that, you know, we're at an era in our sort of Western culture where men have gotten kind of a bad rap. And I think this has been happening over the last 20 or 30 years, but now it's actually cascading down to where I see that my son has a hard time in school and a hard time in our culture.
Well, boys aren't allowed to be boys anymore, Dave. You're punished if you're a boy. You're forced to read things in certain public education that you have no interest in, and then you get a bad grade. Why do you think there's such an explosion in not only boy dropouts from high school, but girl acceptances into college? It's the feminization of our society, and in particular, our public education system.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that's a big piece of it. And I think that it's a sort of pendulum, you know, and I am the first to admit that even 25, 30 years ago, there were very specific gender roles for males and females, and I think for a lot of gals, it was a pretty raw deal. On the other hand, you know, my mom was a happily stay-at-home mom and took care of us kids while my dad was out working, and then when we were old enough to not need her home, she started getting a job and, you know, went out and did her own thing and was very successful in business. So I don't know that it was as broken as some people think, but then again, I'm a guy. So,
well, I agree with you about
inherently biased.
I think the pendulum metaphor is very apt because there's a revolution that's been going on since the 60s with women seeking equality on all levels. And along the way, men got sort of dropped from consideration and disparaged in a general lump. I mean, let's face it, the only group that you can disparage with impunity in the public sphere are white Christian men. Any other group, they'll be outraged. How dare you, you know, disparage a woman for anything, which is partly why the mom blogger community, excuse me, has been so successful. That's what the original article that this show was supposed to be about was focused on, is mom bloggers are much more successful, at least on the surface, than the dad bloggers that are only now emerging as a force and, for that matter, emerging as something the brands are paying attention to.
Right, but I want to argue that a little bit anyway, because
go for it.
Here's the difference, I think, from a gender perspective, even given the context we've just talked about. I think that more men define their identity in terms of their profession and their job, whereas more women define their identity in terms of their role in the family unit.
How are we disagreeing? That's exactly what I write and say about all the time. There's no argument there.
But I guess my take on that is that, you know, one of the reasons that I think mom bloggers are more successful than dad bloggers is because there are a lot more women that identify themselves as mom and are happy to be out there in the public sphere and known as a mother. Whereas I think most men, they want to be known as that tech guy or that great programmer or that person who
I completely agree. Why do you think when two men meet each other, the very first question they ask each other is, what do you do?
Oh, I thought the first question was, who's picking up the tab?
That would be the second one. No, seriously, it's the first question. When I was a stay-at-home dad, and then I would answer, well, I'm a dad. I would be met by a blank stare from the man. The women, ironically, used to ask me, I'd say that, and they go, oh, what do you do all day? Again, can you imagine if I had asked a stay-at-home mom what she did all day? I'd either get slapped, kicked, you know where, or certainly I wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be a pleasing response. So that goes to exactly what you're saying. We're completely on the same page here, Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very, very interesting. So listen, we're out of time already. You are going to be my wonderful guest tonight at Dad Chat. Follow Dave Taylor. That's Dave Taylor. The Twitter handle is Dave Taylor. And AskDaveTaylor.com is his tech site, and gofatherhood.com is his father site. Is there any other contact information or anything else you want to share with the listeners, Dave?
No, I think those are the key ones, and I'm really looking forward to people being online tonight. And, of course, I absolutely invite everyone to go to gofatherhood.com and read through what I've written, and always happy for comments, even if you completely disagree with what I'm writing about. Discussion is always good. Just be polite.
I feel exactly the same. Thank you, Dave, so much. I will, in quotes, see you tonight at Dad Chat. And please do follow Dave Taylor on Twitter and go to both of his websites. That's gofatherhood.com and askdavetaylor.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, man, you seem happy this morning. Don't you read the newspapers?
You just have to have a positive outlook on life. That's all.
What do you mean? Nobody could be happy in this place.
Well, I'll tell you a funny thing. As a great philosopher once said, the truth of the matter is that all the happiness you ever find lies in you. Let me tell you about it. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative.